Johnny!
Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here.
What?
We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say...
Rhyme.
And treason.
They said it was all about knowledge. And now I feel like I got most of it all. Dre, drop it.
I'ma teach 'em. Amplified by a microphone, my point is known. So yo, lead a pad at home. I'm down with the sound, so much that I can feel it. If there's a dealer, be dealt, then I'll deal it. I'm on a roll, last word to the father. Jumps wanna break, but I'm telling them don't bother. Jogger, memory of all who saw the lasting concern. I burn like lava. So when the song you break, you're broken, and I'm smiling, but not joking. Secrets I told, fold, I never did. With the knowledge as strong as a whirlwind pyramid.
Episode 134, Hidden Gems. Bunch of random tracks you might have forgot about from random artists.
But that's right, folks. Fucking radio roulette and shit. Like, who knows what's coming next? I mean, generally with Rhyme and Treason, we're sticking with a theme on each episode, right? So you kind of have, I mean, you may not know what genre or whatever, but you'll probably know the track when it comes up. And With this episode, we're diving deep. We're trying to find fucking crazy shit you've probably never even heard before. Maybe you have. Maybe that makes you cooler than other people. You should judge others by that.
DJ Gower on the phone line. Yeah. What's going on in Sac?
Hello, if you hear me.
Is Sactown happening?
Dude, sitting in my backyard. It's gorgeous out right now. Swear to God. Not even funny. So nice.
Nice. Yeah, so we got some Nirvana, some Cat Stevens, some the DOC. Yeah.
Is that like a new band?
Some Funk Junkies.
The Funk Junkies? Look at this. What is it, 1996 all of a sudden?
Some Bad Religion. Cavalera, Conspiracy.
Obscura. Yeah, look at that. Nirvana, Bad Religion, and the Funk Junkies. 1996, eat your heart out.
That's right. Yeah. So how about Obscura? The
greatest year of our musical lives, bro.
Obscura. You don't know. That's closing out
the
show.
Did you say Shakira?
Obscura, dude.
I was like, I sure hope we're playing Shakira. That would be amazing.
No Shakira. Anyway, bringing it to you still, Rhyme and Treason Radio, still coming at you. You coming at the end of the month, motherfucker? To Chico?
We got to make it happen. It's been in the longest duration, the longest drought of one-on-one Matador Gower time in the almost 8 years of this podcast.
Shit. We gotta drink heavily, tear it up. You know we're all on diets because we're old pieces of shit. But I want to break that diet. So
that's the,
come to my
that's
house.
The best part about this show, though, man, is that it doesn't matter how long it's been or how infrequently we put it out or how few people listen to it. We're going to keep making it because we just have fun doing it. That's what it's all about, folks. To all you guys out there that are fucking, you know, trying to make sure you got the best microphones and blah, 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 and you're going to spend $12,000 on a recording studio in your house to make a podcast to talk about fucking, like, pogs or something. Like, listen, man, no one gives a fuck about your podcast, okay? No one gives a fuck about our podcast. No one gives a fuck about your podcast. You ain't Joe Rogan, and neither are we. And even then, guess what? Joe Rogan don't even really give a fuck about his podcast. That's side bitch money right there for him, okay? So, get over it, everybody. It's just for fun, folks.
That's right. So, enjoy some music coming up. Badass shit, random shit coming at you. Rhyme.
In 1999 of Treason.
Okay, Dennis and D. Reynolds here, podcast number 4. We want to talk about terrorism today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, you guys. Dennis and I don't care for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody who does care for it besides the people.
Yeah, there's people that blow themselves up all day long. And
terrorists.
And they love it. Yeah, they love it.
So the terrorists themselves, they're the ones that seem to care about terrorism. Mm-hmm. Us folks that are being terrorized, we don't care for it.
No.
Nor do the other folks out there that are being terrorized.
Yes. Yeah. Here's the problem with terrorism and the way that we report on it. You watch the news, mm-hmm. and, you know, it talks all about... what's going on and what would be the worst possible thing that could happen. And
right, they're running through all the doomsday scenarios.
Yeah, yeah,
what would be what's going to be the next big terrorist attack on our soil?
Yeah, and I feel like they're giving these guys ideas.
I totally agree. I've gotten a lot of great ideas from it.
Yeah. come with me, give it a try. Fuck no, we get real high. I wanna take pills and die. When I wake up, I smoke my pot. Fuck it, it's a diet. Just for the sport. When I walk the way, a crowded street. No one to look at, no one to be. Yo, I wanna take you. Come with me, give it a try. Fuck no, it is real high. I wanna take pills and die.
A former talk show host, everybody knows his name. He said there's no doubt about it, it was a myth, the fingerprints. I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same. Well, the sun gets weary and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on a black pit town. Now somebody, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, there's a former army post, abandoned now just like the war. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's what that old army post was for. The sun gets bloody and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Somebody said, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone. Ooh.
Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill, my Lady D'Aubainville. Why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low, my Lady D'Aubainville? Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady D'Aubainville, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white. My Lady D'Aubainville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. 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 My Lady D'Aubainville, why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die.
Cracks beneath the door.
Prime Attunement Radio coming at ya, episode 134, Hidden Gems. Want to give a shout out to Pete Kimmich, Brown Bag. I want to take pills and die. Brown Bag? Early 2000s? DJ Gower has no...
Right there. That's what I was talking about in the last segment, man. That ultimate rarity, that thing that you've never heard before, because no one's ever heard Brown Bag.
The song's pretty freaking sick, though. Out of, like, 30 songs.
Hell yeah.
You know how that goes. Anyway.
Rich.
Still bringing it to ya. Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com. Send us an email.
Right. Our one and only email address. That's also, you can find us on Instagram at Rhyme and Treason, on Twitter at Rhyme and Treason, on Facebook, Rhyme and Treason, or Rytray, if you will. Whoa, there's a giant blue thing flying in the sky by my house. I'm pretty sure that's a drone, but what the fuck, man? I just saw a UFO, bro. I swear to God, ancient aliens, it's real!
Oh, shit. Anyway, the Defiant
Ones.
No, but
for real, though, there was a giant blue, like, orb thing flying right next to my house. Oh, yeah, it's totally a drone. Cool.
Why is that cool? Shoot that thing out of the sky, man. That's what I say. Blast them out of the sky.
No, dude, it's like putting on a light show, bro. It's not even spying on me, bro. It's cool.
Oh, it's spying on you.
You just gotta say, bro, and then everything's cool, bro. That's how it is nowadays, bro.
We're California bitches, obviously. With our...
Oh, yeah, bro. That's how it goes.
With our horrible fucking speech impediments and shit. But yeah.
It reminds me of a story. I used to have this neighbor, right, who was like a total fucking tweaker. But he had gone to school in Minnesota, and he was from California. They're at this party, and all these people from Minnesota are like, "Oh, you know, you guys got a funky accent there." And they look at each other, and they're like, "Listen, motherfucker, you guys have the accent. I sound like people on TV." Which I thought, you know, that's an interesting point right there. We do sound like people on TV. Because all this shit's based out of California mostly, but it's a non-regional dialect, bro.
Speaking of the West Coast, West Side, the Defiant Ones on HBO is a must-see. Dr. Dre. He inspired the early DOC track that you heard at the beginning of the show.
Sorry, like, HBO can do no wrong. What the fuck, man?
Girls.
You guys are solid. Except for vinyl. You guys fucked up on that one.
I love vinyl. No? I'm the only one.
What?
Vinyl got canceled. I loved it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, what the fuck? That show was badass.
Oh, nice. I thought so, too.
With the Sturgill Simpson intro. Probably, like, one of the first people to ever play Sturgill Simpson right here on Rhyming Trees Mania. That's right.
DJ Gower. Elect him from Congressman. He'll be on Capitol Hill soon enough.
I know I don't have a lot of say on the making of this show, but if you could throw one track in there for DJ Gower, good old DJ Gower on the other end of the telephone line here, requesting a song to his co-host DJ Matador.
Why can't we just hang out, motherfucker? I want a beer!
Well, let me give you my request first.
Alright, go ahead.
The record company. Sally Mae Young.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, yeah.
Actually, I take that back. It's Rita Mae Young, but...
I'm sure that'll fit right in with Paul Simon and the old Cat Stevens.
Damn, or just anything off of the record company's album. How about that?
All right, record company coming at you. Poor record companies. They're on their last legs because of Napster and stuff.
I got to say, the only reason why I'm pushing that one so hard is I just went and saw him at the Fillmore, and it was, like, phenomenal. Like, I rarely go to a show of a band that, like, in this case has one album and walk away from it like, holy cow, like, I just saw some really cool shit that is gonna change people. But I'm telling you, like, this band's definitely got a future if they can hold it together.
Yeah,
that's,
well,
the impressive live show.
That's the thing, though. A lot of the bands on this episode were around for two albums, maybe. They don't exist anymore. Hidden Gems. You listen to a CD, you recognize a track you forgot about. That's what this show's about. And we will totally play your selection. So anyway, here comes some extreme metal. Cavalera Conspiracy. Rhyme.
Yeah, man, that's like, you know, we were just off the air talking about, like, our old radio shows that we used to have. And going back and listening to some of the stuff that we played back then, which was, looking back now, it was 7 years before we started, so that was like 14, 15 years ago that we were actually on the air. And some of the artists that we played on there over the course of that next 10 to 15 years became some of the most well-known and influential artists of the past 20 years.
Absolutely. So, you can't fuck with Nirvana.
Sadly, you know, as we got older, we got more broke, and we didn't have as much money to spend on music, and so our collections haven't become as diversified with more modern music, but we still strive to be on the forefront of change as much as possible.
Yep, I'm obsessed with the 70s rock. I can't get enough.
Yeah, that's a good turn, man. I mean, the 70s has so much music in it that was so well underrated. Like, all the stuff that is known that was popular was really only just like a micro surface of the actually good fucking music that came out during that time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 70s rock magic, it'll come out soon once Gower gets here. It is magical. It really is.
Abracadabra, motherfucker.
That's right.
Steve Miller Band. That was a request, actually.
That's too trendy. We need spacey, weird. You know what I mean? Shredding.
Yep, exactly. Abracadabra.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. Now it must be played. But you guys didn't tune into this fucking podcast to listen to us rant about stupid shit, so let's get back to the music, huh?
All right, here we go. Some extreme metal into some punk into some funk junkies. All kinds of shit. Rhyme.
And freezer.
This world is seen of place and pain. We fall, we grow. No wars, no more. Their minds, they bled for a thousand days. Their minds, they bled in a thousand ways. We'll be right back.
another dose of sewage with a cheese really taste. We're built like a platypus, hung like a gigolo, bad to the bone like Bam Bam Bigelow. Score more often than Antonio Freeman, got more rhymes than the Navy's got semen. Boris are back, the old kids on the block, and the approximate words of the permanent spermy D. Snyder, we went Iraq. Now, faithful consumer, at this point in time, I assume you're scratching yourself and must be anticipation asking the question that needs to be asked. Ergo, into it. So, Boris, how hard are you gonna rock today? Well, let me tell you something about it, Nutley. We're gonna rock so hard that even the cities with its own football stadiums are gonna be rocking. We're gonna rock so hard, Bruce Roars is gonna be on the dance floor shaking his groove tushy. We're gonna rock so hard, Shane White is gonna be on the dance floor shaking his groove tushy. We're gonna rock so hard, Banzi Division are gonna be on the dance floor shaking their collective groove tushy. We are gonna rock so darn hard, Banzi Division are gonna be on the dance floor shaking Shane White's groove tushy. In any event, this song's about your mother, as are all our songs, except 1-3, which is about your daughter. Ball number one, why don't you give me a little some of that vitamin C sharp? Thank you very much. Show with the food up for it in my brain. Go to the record store, man. We have to field another query and a date, so we had to. Anytime I guess we kiss, but then mate, I'm gonna crush my skull like Bob Romeo. Guess you know just how I feel. The man in the board is out of his gold. Like a German blunt, it's the best thing going. It's made in the fence, kind of stitch next to it. The land on the back like a man dancing. And I win in the moon, won't you walk my way? Win in the moon, won't you walk my way? Win in the moon, won't you walk my way? I won't. Win in the moon, won't you walk my way? Win in the moon, won't you walk my way? In her spine, it's like a nail spill, smiles like a monkey wrench. And I don't feel so beautiful. Like you ride a Vespa scooter. And my brain had a message from the center dummy that was in. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, go. I think I just break toxin. And the pussy keeps a function. The man in the board is out of his court. Like a journal of punches, I guess me going. It's me in the pits like a feast back swing. A flat on my back like a man dancing. And I win. Won't you walk my way? Win. Won't you walk my way? Win. Won't you walk my way? I won't. Oh, oh. Win. Won't you walk my way? Win. Won't you walk my way?
You girly like a trailer.
The music is right. I got my dancing shoes on. And me and your girl is booty shaking. The music is right. I got my dancing shoes on. And me and your girl is booty shaking. Hey, well, hello, baby doll, how you doing? I was wondering if me and you could get together or whatever. You look so fine, I wish you were mine. I'll make you feel the real deal. Soul's in control when I'm
you be the hoe.
The music is right, I got my dancing shoes on, and me and your girl is booty shaking. The music is right, I got my dancing shoes on, and me and your girl is booty shaking.
To be there right behind you in the morning,
morning.
I ain't thinking nothing finer than to be there right behind you in the morning,
morning.
Morning time comes and I can think of nothing greater than to wake this girl up and say peace. I see you later. Damn, I was drunk about a six pack deep. How the hell did I become such an ugly freak? I said, oh my god, she's got a mustache. Pulled back the sheets and checked out her ass. Woke her up and said, you gotta go home. Threw her clothes on the porch and a cord to the phone. Ran back inside, jumped into the shower. Brushed and scrubbed my nuts for at least an hour. Now I'm thinking to myself, damn, the girl was whack. But I'm done with your girl and you can have her back.
The music is right, I got my dancing shoes on. And me and your girl is booty shaking. Music is right.
Oh yeah.
I got my dancing shoes on.
Me and your girl.
And me and your girl is booty shaking.
In the bathroom.
Oh.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you, episode 134, Hidden Gems. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening, if you did.
No one's listening. No one cares.
We're doing it via the phone lines. DJ Gower are coming to Chico soon. We're going to rage. We'll make like 10 of them. I can't wait. Just bust them
DJ
out.
DJ Matador going hardcore with his 10 gallons of Gatorade. I got myself a West Coast Heineken right now. Otherwise known as Lagunitas.
Yeah, a little shit.
Something.
Yeah. The dough good.
It's
Sierra Nevada. It's running out. No longer bottled. It's a heartbreaker, man. Of course. Shit.
So I've been was going through our site today, looking at some of the like what shows were more popular and which shows weren't. And oddly, one of our least listened to shows out of the last like year was the Trumped Up show.
I can see why everyone was burned out. We we overdid it.
With that said, I went and listened to it today, and it was fucking shredding, dude. That show tore it up. So, yeah. God damn it.
We deliver, man.
More shows like that.
We deliver. But I do love Cat Stevens now.
Without, like, the opinion, you know?
Unfortunately.
Like, it doesn't have to be about fucking Trump or whatever. I mean, that was just an easy target, you know? But we're running out of ideas. What else are we going to do? Of course we're going to make a fucking podcast about Trump. It's the only thing people talk about anymore.
Have you ever heard of Grimple?
Ever heard of what?
The band Grimple. You'll hear them. Yeah. Another obscure East Bay, Oakland punk band from the early 90s I never knew about. Till about a year ago. They shred. They recorded like 20 songs ever. You're welcome. And closing it out, Obscura. Obscura? You still there, Gower?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was saying it doesn't get more obscure than Obscura.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. What the fuck? Anyway. So we're still here, bringing it to you, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. And the
next
one.
Technical difficulties as usual.
The next ones will be live from my house. We will rage.
Chico, California.
Destroy. And yeah, can't wait for that. Fuck the phones. Rhyme.
And Revolutions of Treason.
Christian V, sinking ship. The purpose of this new counterintelligence endeavor is to expose, destruct, misdirect, discredit, or rather lies, neutralize any parade that you get jumped in front of, any long years of hard work that ain't yours. Sometimes I wonder if you just can't help yourself. Overhead, bloodthirsty vultures circle patiently. Offer condolences and whisper bitter eulogies. Yes, comets come as thick as thieves. But you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing. With friends like these. Who the fuck is Quintel Pro? With friends like these. Who the fuck is Quintel Pro? We'll be right back.
rhyme
and treason.